Hello, fellow brides. My name is Allison, and I just want to let you know that you will not be steered wrong with the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Christy and Michelle know what they're doing, and please take the time to listen to them. They're the best.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yay.
Actually, that's actually just for Michelle, Allison. She's just going to listen to that before she goes to bed every night. We're not really going to use it.
I really wanted to have that. I'm going to put it on my phone and list. It's going to be my ringtone, actually.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen. Learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thanks for listening today.
Thanks for listening. We love having firsts, as you probably all know, because you probably hear me say that a lot, and we're a new podcast, so we have a lot of firsts, okay? But this is super, super exciting, because this is, Allison is like, you all listening, it's like, we are actually talking to you right now, like, this is the reason that we do this show, right, Christy? Like,
we have a guest on the podcast today, and her name is Allison, and we've talked about her on the podcast, and if you've listened, you've heard us talk about her wedding. She wrote some emails and had questions for us. And now, Allison, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in. This is more like a radio call-in situation, I guess, right? And Allison,
long time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like vintage.
Yes, Allison told us she was a little nervous before we started. So I want to just tell our listeners a little bit about our relationship and how the three of us ended up here. So Allison originally emailed us about 10 months ago. Can you believe that, Allison? It was like almost 11 months ago.
Oh, almost the entire time. And we've been doing this show now for a year and 2 months. So, you know, yes. you were listening to us from almost the very beginning.
Yes, loyal fan. And she had lots of questions in her emails. And she emailed originally and explained, at that point, it was all kind of hypothetical. This is what my fiance and I want, and this is what we're thinking, but we haven't pulled the trigger on anything yet. She emailed us all these details. It sounded like you guys wanted a really fun wedding, like lots of dancing, sort of an open flow. And your timeline at that point, or your ideas for a timeline, was really relaxed. I remember, like, you said something about a 7-hour reception, basically, no sit-down dinner, minimal announcements, maybe no special dances, we're not sure about toasts, and kind of things that you guys were throwing around. And then you described a Pinchot style of dinner service or food, you know, service or bar. And we had no idea what you were talking about or how to pronounce it, because it's spelled Pint XO, Pint. So, which is, I think, what we said.
Yeah, P-I-N-T-X-O. So I've been saying Pinzo because I'm assuming it's like Spanish. It is Spanish. Well,
so Allison wrote us. We sent her our advice, and then Allison responded to us with another follow-up and explained that she took some of our advice and she's going to change things around, and we brought up some good points, and this is how they're going to address this issue or that, and that she was feeling really great about planning at that point, which was 6 months out. And then she also explained that a Pinchot bar was like what they eat in San Sebastian, Spain, and Barcelona, like a big ham leg that's being carved, and there's oysters and snacks on toast, and that sounds amazing. And then after the wedding, after the big wedding, Allison wrote us a really long email with so much great advice and all these details about the day of and things that you regret or issues that came up and how they were resolved and just what felt like really fresh advice and perspective from a bride whose wedding was not that long ago. You wrote that, I mean, you pounded out that email fairly soon after your wedding, right?
Yes.
And you also shared a highlight video And we did post it on our podcast, or on our Facebook page, but we're going to post it again when we run this episode so that our listeners can see you guys when they're listening to this and see how everything came together. And also, so our listeners can see how handsome your dad is. Is that what Michelle, was that the crush?
I mean, he's really handsome, Allison. And I love his car. He's like a silver fox. He's really cute. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not grossing you out. He's really cute, you guys. You have to look at the video.
He is a very handsome man.
And you and your fiance, I mean, you both look gorgeous. You have on amazing shoes, and the venue and the food, everything just looks beautiful and so fun. So we were beyond stoked to get your email, because we rarely hear back from listeners after the first kind of contact, which we always answer. But it's so great to hear follow-up, and to see pictures was over the top.
You two helped me more than I think you'll ever be able to know. I mean, other than you actually being there, like, you helped me in every way. I found your podcast. I was just looking online, trying to figure out how to plan a wedding. I mean, there's lots of stuff online, but I wanted something that I could listen to while I was running or while, like, cleaning my apartment, and just kind of, so it didn't feel so stressful. So finding you two just was, like, kind of hanging out. And then every time an episode came, I was like, oh, it's Wednesday, like, get that episode, listen to it. And it was just always so helpful. Like, the timeline, that changed my life. That was amazing. The final details, everything. Because every single thing that I sorted out, like, I first analyzed by listening to your podcast. And I was like, okay, this is how this needs to happen.
Awesome. I love that.
Yes, that is really awesome. We kind of feel like we record in a bubble sometimes, because we put it out there, and we have no idea who's listening or how they feel about it, except for those of you listeners who have reached out to us. So it's like heartwarming to hear that, and you know, any of the advice that we're dropping actually, like, truly affected the way that you did things in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Now that you know, stroked my ego a bit, you can go ahead and read your, this was a, and for Allison, your email, it was a very long email, but I say that in a very positive light. I really, when I read it, I was like, God, this is, like, amazing that you took this time and you wrote such a long, detailed email, and that you did this in part because you wanted to help those other grooms and brides that are listening, to give them advice. So anyway, it's really awesome, and that's why you're here on my phone talking into my microphone. So go ahead and read it, girl.
Okay, so overall, our wedding was 100% the best day of our lives to date. We had gone over budget, but have no regrets about that. Every time we dipped a little deeper into our pockets, it was 100% worth it. As you may remember, we opted out of having a traditional sit-down dinner for our reception. Zach and I are total social butterflies. We could not imagine sitting down for 2 hours and not being able to get up and mingle and spend time with our guests. So we loved the idea of a cocktail reception. After the ceremony, a band played in the garden where there was an outdoor bar, there was past wine, canapes, the Pinchos, and the food stations with the ham. We did all of our toasts outside, except for the part where it rained. And we did our first dance outside, which was really nice. As the sun began to set, we opened the barn doors, and then the guests were allowed to go in where the DJ played, and then that's when the oysters came out, and it was just a really big dance party. Our wedding had a really great house party feel, so people were congregating in the lounge area, out in the garden, by the fireplace, and definitely on the dance floor. Listening to your podcast made planning and organizing our wedding so easy. My mom and I handled all of the planning, organizing, and timeline up until the rehearsal dinner. And then our day of, or month of, girl, Kristen, she took over. She 100% nailed it. My husband and I were completely unaware of any issues until the following day. which is perfect, ideal. Both are below are the notes I've been working on for a bit. Here's a bunch of to-dos and don't do's, followed by crazy things that went wrong. And I apologize for the long email.
That was excellent. And then that was kind of the intro to the follow-up email after your wedding. And just that alone made us both so happy, because you don't have any, you know, for you guys to say it was the best day of your lives, that's why this business exists. That's why any of us, you know, want to be wedding planners or dig in to do it. And that's, we're so happy for you.
That's exactly why I wanted to help. Like, that's why I sent you a long email, is because it's an opportunity to make a huge watermark on your life and be so happy. And if everyone can have that day, then that's great.
So the first things we'll talk about now would be the do's and don'ts you had for the planning process. And then you had some for the day of, the actual day of, wedding day advice, which I think is really appropriate for our listeners too. So we'll just go through these and you can read what's highlighted and then we'll talk about them.
All right. So do listen. When you first engage, your friends and family will have a lot of opinions and thoughts about you and your wedding and how everything should go. So my advice would be to listen to them. You don't have to do what they tell you, but it's really nice for you to sit there and listen to your aunts and listen to your grandma and listen to your soon-to-be mother-in-law tell you what they think and how their wedding was, because they want to relive their special day, and just let the love grow, whether or not you want to do what they want you to do.
Yeah. I love that, because it made me feel like this is like an opportunity for some oral history within a family, and maybe in the family that you're marrying into, that women, especially like the matriarchs of a family, or kind of pass down special experiences that they had. And it becomes like, you know, like I said, the oral history, like something that's told over and over, but there's only so many times where it's appropriate to tell a story about a wedding, or here's what I wish, or this is what happened at mine. And it reminded me that we have not talked about that much on the podcast. We talk about like respecting the planning committee and your parents if they're helping to pay for it. But I thought this was such great advice to just like sit in that glow for a while.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, it's interesting, Stephanie Lamb, who is one of my clients and a friend of mine and listened to our show as well, something that she found out a while ago or as she was planning is that it was really important for her mom to be with her when she bought that dress. That was like one of those moments that her mom had always looked forward to, but she didn't know. And she ended up buying that awesome dress. You saw the pictures, the coral colored dress. But her mom was like, oh yeah, you know, that's fine. But then later her mom like kind of broke down and was like, I really wanted to be a part of that. And I really wanted you to wear a white dress. And then so that was also her deal. Like, make sure you understand and listen to, you know, at least your parents, you know, kind of what their expectations are and what their wants are. Even if you, like you said, Allison, even if you don't do what they want, at least you're hearing them. And to that end, hearing stories from like grandma or aunts and uncles, you might hear some cool stuff that they did at their wedding that you're like, oh, wait, that sounds cool. I might want to do that. You might get inspiration.
Or honor that in some way.
Yeah. So good advice, lady. And the next piece of advice?
The next goes into the actual wedding day, which I'm imagining like you had the whole thing kind of planned out, but you, when you look back, it sounds like you're really glad that you made certain decisions. So this almost like reinforced what you wanted to do, what you were hoping the day would go.
Yes. Like I took the timeline to like 6 a.m. wake up. and made one for the groomsmen too. And I mean, I emailed it to them, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
You're after our own hearts.
So definitely go to bed early. We had our rehearsal dinner end at, I I think, 9. And then we went back to my mom's and we just had a girly sleepover. We put face masks on. I finished my vows, touched up our nails, and we were in bed, hydrated, moisturized early, like 10, 11 p.m. latest.
That is great advice. Go to bed early. Because, Allison, did I read somewhere that you teach yoga?
I have my teacher's certificate, my 200 hour, and I am trying to get my teaching going.
Okay, so you practice, yes. And you've gone through the training.
I have a practice, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So with the hydrated part, I was like, ooh, that's, you know, do that. and I tell that to my clients all the time, and I tell that to, you know, their honored attendant. I always say, make sure, you know, she's drinking water. Make sure he's drinking water. But the go to bed early, too. It's so important. And you're so excited the night before your wedding. And there's so much racing through your mind. But sleep, people, is so important. Not only for, like, your sanity, but, like, you want to look good in the pictures. I mean, let's face it.
Right. Trish Dove, that the photographer we had on, said the same thing about drinking a ton of water the day before and the morning of, that it makes like a visible difference in your face for pictures, which is really interesting. And it's a really easy thing to do if you just surround yourself with water. So, good advice.
And what time did you have to wake up, Allison, the next morning?
We had to wake up. I woke up early, but we had to wake up at least 6. Just to get everyone in the makeup chairs and give time to do it in a relaxed way.
6 a.m. you had to wake up. Wait, yeah. Wait, you woke up early. There was 5 of you?
Mm-hmm.
And what time did you wake up?
I woke up at like 5.
Why? Was it just like you just woke up or?
Yeah, I just woke up and I went downstairs and I had this really lovely quiet moment with my mom, like setting up the bridesmaids' gifts and hanging their robes, and had some tea with my mom, and it was just a really nice, quiet moment.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so hold on, ladies. I need to pause for just a moment because one of our very favorite companies is sponsoring the show. Manly Bands. Christy, remember Manly Bands, our very first?
Manly Band, totally. Our very first sponsor. We're back. We're back together.
I always knew we'd come back together.
Together again. manlybands.com. These are wedding rings. They are not just for men, but they are on the more masculine side of the spectrum, faux show. They're also super unique. Michelle and I love them because we can pick out 3 or 4 right now that we would wear ourselves and, of course, that we would buy for our husbands. My husband's actually wearing blue steel. He's had it for about 7 months now. It's my fave.
Oh, he's still wearing it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did he love it?
He loses wedding rings right and left, but this one he's had for at least 6 months, and it's awesome. But if he did lose it, I would just buy it again because it's not, like, prohibitively expensive. And that's one of the best things about Manly Bands.
They're really well designed and all sorts of designs, whether it's modern or classic. And now, Christy, I'm looking at their website. They have something called the Manly Ring Sizer now. It's $5. They'll send it to you and you could figure out your exact size instead of guessing. So
that's
cool.
That's awesome. Nobody knows their ring size.
No, I have no idea what my ring size is.
Me either.
The other thing about Manly Bands is their customer service. There's free shipping and it's easy. Like if you get the wrong size or you're like, I don't really like it. Super easy to exchange. They've got a 30-day guarantee. It's called We Got You Bro return policy. So if the customer doesn't love it, if you don't love it, they don't want you to keep it and they want you to be happy.
Yes. And we're getting a discount for our listeners, right?
Yes. So if you go to manlybands.com/TBWPP, that's our, you know, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, but just the first letter of each word. So manlybands.com/TBWPP, you're going to get a 15% discount just for hearing this. Very good. Very good. Manly Bands, we love you. We're so glad to have you back on the show. You guys go check them out. Thank you very much. And now back to your program. Okay. Now, the next one, what was the next one here?
Bridesmaid gifts.
Do have bridesmaid gifts.
So I thought that it was really important to give bridesmaids gifts, just because they do so much for you. Aside from being your best friend, like your ride or dies your whole life, they're there for you. They spend loads of money on you. They spoil you at your shower and your bachelorette parties. And I just think that it's important to take some time to sit down, write them a note, and give them a little present, whether it's like something really small and simple or handmade, or some jewelry they can wear on the day of. Just something that says, I know that you're doing this for me, and I really appreciate that.
I love that.
And what did you give them? What did you give them?
The jeweler, they're so beautiful. The jeweler that made our wedding bands and engagement ring, Jillian Madden, she makes these really cool lucky stones. So they are stones that she finds in at the beach near her cottage, and she casts them in silver or gold, whatever you'd like. And then, so they're really like natural looking, but shiny. I give them all necklaces or bracelets, depending on their personal style. Some girls like bangles more than necklaces.
Awesome. So what's the next one?
A wedding gift for your fiance.
Yes. So a wedding gift for a fiance I thought was really important. I have some friends a friend that didn't do that, and she's now divorced, and she said that it was something that she kind of felt was
the reason she got divorced.
You don't do it. But yeah, she's divorced now, and she just said that it was kind of like, oh, we didn't do that looking back. And she thinks maybe it's not that would have solved everything, but it was just like a little thing that in the morning of.
Yeah.
So we just wrote each other notes, and I gave mine to my brother to give to him, to Zach, on the wedding day. And I gave him cufflinks. He gave me a really beautiful bracelet that matched my earrings. Yeah, just like a note that says, like, I love you. I also texted him in the morning, just being like, morning, today's the day.
That's cute. You guys didn't stay together the night before then. You stayed in the house with all your girls and your mom.
Exactly. So I rented the boys an Airbnb. So they were all together, and we were all together.
Now, did Zach go to bed early the night before?
Nope. Zach and the boys went to Costco, got burgers, and they were up all night barbecuing and drinking.
Oh, that sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah.
I said your dad was very handsome. Zach is very handsome too, and I love his hair color. And you are so beautiful, by the way. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
So your kids were set for beautiful children. The genes are strong with this one.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Okay, I wanted to note that you said it was really special to write notes to each other, and this is something that a lot of my couples have done, and the photographer often will capture the moment, even if it's a bit staged, where the bride reads the note, and or the groom, or they, you know, are exchanging them via courier, like your brother in this case. But I think those are amazing little artifacts of your wedding. Michelle makes fun of me because I tell brides and grooms to like keep everything and put it all in an album or a lock box afterwards. But I'm assuming you guys kept your letters, and I think they'll mean something to you forever and stick them in your wedding album. But I also wanted to say that a note, you know, if you gave your bridesmaids gifts and you wanted to thank them, that's another really nice place to take some time to write thank you notes that are a little bit more meaningful than just like a, hey, thanks for the time and the parties you threw for me. But really, like, it's so important that you're here on my big day, and I couldn't do this without you by my side, and I love you so much, all that stuff. It's nice to take the time to write those ahead of time.
Yeah, definitely. And I do laugh at her because I feel like I haven't been to your house, but you must have like some room or a basement full of a ton of shit, Christy, and do you have a lot of stuff?
No, I don't. I don't even keep thank you notes that are written to me by clients telling me how much they love me. I keep them for like a year just on this bulletin board in my office. But I do, though, Michelle, what I have is like four like large shoebox size Tupperware things with lids, like plastic, just plastic containers with lids. And I throw things that would be important to like my kids or my husband or myself into those like throughout the year. But one box lasts like many years. Like, okay. I just filled Joey's up. So I'm not saving like every single piece of artwork that has the word mom on it.
Okay. So
I'm not a total freak. I just want brides and grooms to like save their invitation and stick it in their wedding album.
I don't think you're a freak. I just want to make sure you're not like some secret, you know, hoarder.
Hoarder. Yes.
And that's actually a very good idea and a very organized way to keep things. That's awesome.
Yes, and it doesn't take up too much room. But we do have this big old house in Texas now, so if I wanted a room full of sentimental crap, I could have one.
You could have a sentimental crap room. Yeah.
Yeah, I could. I totally could.
All right. So where are we at? Oh, okay. Go for it, Allison. Next one.
Yeah. 100% I recommend doing the first look photos.
Can you explain a first look photo if anybody doesn't know what that is?
Absolutely. So before your ceremony, you take some time to, in like a really pretty area, kind of surprise your fiance. So he'll be looking, he or she will be looking away, and then you walk up behind them or come around a corner. And
you just scare the hell out of him.
At the moment. Yeah, I have too. You just kiss and you hug and you see each other for the first time that day, and the photographer and videographer just capture that moment. And then you have these really amazing, beautiful memories and pictures of them for the first time seeing each other. So it's different than waiting until you walk down the aisle. So you would see each other first, and then you've already seen each other, which kind of helps take the butterflies away a bit. You know, you already what's going on.
So you mentioned several times that you wanted the day not to feel rushed and people are getting up early so that there's time and we're not going to be stressed out and rushed. So part of doing a first look gives you plenty of time, as much time as you want, to take pictures with each other and then also bang out group pictures and bridesmaid, you know, wedding party and family pictures, so that you don't have to cram everything in right after the ceremony when you're missing your cocktail hour. So wedding planners love it.
And also, I'm looking at your video. You had a little first look with your dad, too.
Yes, we did.
That silver fox. Sorry.
And you're glad you did that, too, Allison, now that you've seen the pictures and the footage. It seems really special.
Yeah. He was there in the morning a little bit, just getting some stuff sorted. But he left once we started actually getting my dress on and everything. And I had a gift for him. So I wanted just to do sort of like an unveiling of my dress and my hair and everything for him. So I thought, why not capture that with the video or with the photographers? And it was really nice. A nice moment.
If you guys look at Allison's, the video she shared on our Facebook page, and we'll post it some more, you'll see the first look. It's so cute the way you guys did it down at it was like a little dock, right?
Yes.
And you rode is that an ATV? Is that what they call them?
Yes. I totally didn't think about how I was going to get myself and my Manolo Blahniks down there that day. But our venue planner, she was like, oh, don't worry. Your brother will drive you down and drive you back up.
And I was like, when I watched it, I was like, oh, God, the shoes! Because you still, there was still dirt and mud that you had to walk from the ATV to the dock, but it went okay. And I've heard you mention mom and dad so much, and it seems like you have like a really good relationship with your parents, and you all look just so damn happy, and it's just, I was like, oh, I love this family.
My brother is the taller, like super handsome brunette with the swooshy hair.
Okay, I'm gonna look for that. I'm watching. Okay. All right. Listen, I'm happily married, but I enjoy good looking men, okay?
But my brother is single, if anyone out there.
Okay. Okay, on to the next one because it's my favorite.
Yeah, the next one is why you get an A plus.
Hire a planner.
Hire a planner, she said.
Yes, hire a planner. Definitely. We hired not a planner. We hired our good friend of ours, Kristen, but she has the personality of a planner. She should be planning weddings. She's just such a great project manager, so I had no doubt when I communicated with her about doing this. But having a planner, a professional planner, is definitely a good idea. Like, on the morning of our wedding, we didn't even have to look at our phones. We didn't have to call anyone. There was no, where's the limo? Are the flowers there? Is our cake there? Like, the planner, Kristen, she just took care of everything, every detail, telling the band to play this song at that time. When it rained, she organized having the podium brought in under the shelter. She made it all happen.
Yeah.
You get to be a guest at your wedding if you have a planner.
Yes, you get to enjoy it. I love what you said about not looking at your phone all morning, because, I mean, just imagine if vendors were, like, calling you to confirm details while you were having a mimosa. It's such an ease of mind when you know that somebody else is taking over the management of the day, and somebody with, you know, a project management background, that's what you need. You need someone detail-oriented who can take control of the situation and who is good with a lot of balls in the air.
Tell me a little bit about Kristen. You mentioned project manager. Is that what she does for work?
Actually, I'm not fully sure what her job is. Her job title is, but I know she works in the wine industry, and I think whiskey, and just does, like, tastings with people, but on a professional level.
I want that job.
Yeah. Me too. and she's a friend of yours, or you? How did you find her?
We actually went to high school together, and we've just stayed in contact through, like, similar circles of friends. So we were never actually, like, really close friends, which I thought was nice because it gave us that more of a professional relationship.
Yeah.
She wasn't, like, my best friend. But now I would like to hang out with her all the time.
And how did it come to be that she was the person you hired to do this?
I wrote on Facebook just looking for advice about if anyone knows any planners or what anyone did for their planners. This was before I found your podcast. And she just commented, like, I can do this for you. So then I just emailed her, and the rest is history.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is not on your email, but I wanted to ask you, did your videographer use a drone?
Yeah.
Camera, oh God, yeah.
For part of it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of those shots are so great. Like, I wouldn't have known what the layout, looking at the video, how the ceremony and the barn and the arch and the reception and how the flow was without seeing it from above. So when I saw, you know, when you see that footage, it's like, oh, this is what the whole thing looked like.
Yeah, the layout. Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks beautiful. I mean, the fact that it almost rained and then did rain probably gave you, like, the best light and colors to shoot this in.
Yes. Is it okay if I give them a little plug, my videographer and photographer?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're great. Please.
Okay. So Sarah and Drew from Truth and Tales in Niagara, they are the best, hands down. The drone was amazing. And it's like, I guess it must be what being on a reality TV show is like. Yeah. Like, they're there, but you don't know.
We will link to them. I mean, we did link with the video you posted, but since we're going to post it again, we'll link to them as well. And I think they commented also. Mm-hmm. But we think it's awesome. So if you're getting married in the, what do we call it? The Niagara region up there?
Yes. Exactly.
Yes, you should hit them up.
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, I love the shots. I love how fresh and clean it looks. It's not, you know, like, sometimes videos can be a little, I don't know, dated or tacky. But no, they did great. I just love this highlight. And Allison, I love your dress, by the way. It's a it's not a floor length dress. Can you tell our listeners a little about your dress?
Yes. So I have only worn a floor-length dress once in my life, and I regretted it. I still regret it. So I never, wearing one on my wedding day was just never an option. I didn't want to be someone I wasn't on my wedding day.
Right.
So my best friend, Sarah, who studies fashion design, she was like, I'll make your dress for you. I was like, okay, that's great. Because finding a floor-length dress is really hard. Yes, my girlfriend Sarah lives in Vancouver. She made that dress by hand, every single part of it, blood, sweat, and tears, everything. She even sewed my mom's buttons from her wedding dress into mine. And then used, yeah, really special.
That is awesome.
I did not know that. That is really awesome. Oh, my God, I love it.
So I didn't have my dress. I didn't have any fittings until March last year. Because she lives in Vancouver, so I was like a 5-hour flight. And then the rehearsal dinner is when I got to try on my dress.
Oh, my. Are you serious? Were you nervous about that?
I know I should have been nervous, but Sarah just, she's so good at what she does. And she's so thorough with my measurements. As long as I didn't gain or lose any weight, I was fine.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Can I ask you, if you're willing to share, what was your wedding budget or the range? What did you think it was going to be? And then what did you end up spending?
This is such a bad thing, but we like didn't really sit down and plan out a budget.
Hey, I thought you listened to our podcast, Allison.
I know, but it was like the most daunting thing. We didn't want to. I'm a millennial.
Oh, there you go. If you don't want to do something, you should just not do it.
No, you just say, I'm a millennial. That explains everything.
Yeah, that's our takeaway from this. If you don't want to do something in life, just don't.
You just don't do it.
Just skip it and then figure it out later.
We thought about the areas that we didn't want to cut corners, like the venue, the music, and the food.
Okay.
Those are the three things that for us make a party, any kind of party, any kind of event. And our photography, because those are our memories. So whatever we were asked to pay for those is what we paid. I didn't realize bartering was a thing that you could do. I think we went in thinking that it would be like 25,000, wishful thinking, of course. And I think at the end of the day, if you count all of the things, probably like 40,000.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Did you pay for the wedding or your parents?
We paid for what we could. And then both of our parents contributed. And then we had some really lovely, like, gifts. Like, people give you gifts at your shower and your wedding. And that was really helpful, too.
So if you look at if anybody watches the video, it definitely doesn't look like you cut any corners. Like, they didn't spend any money on the DJ or whatever. I mean, I'm just looking at the mic people are using for the toast, and it's this like cool old fashioned.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
It's so cool. So it's not like you didn't have flowers, but you did have a naturally beautiful venue on its own. So you guys spent less money on decor than you would have if it'd been like a ballroom or a blank space.
Exactly. And not having the sit down dinner saved us a lot of money too, because we didn't have to rent like 100 gold forks that cost $3.
Yeah.
So we saved in that area, like the chargers and things like that.
Your decisions to do a reception that way came with working with the caterer a lot to hammer out details.
So we wanted to do the Pincho Spanish theme because my dad is Spanish. I love the Spanish heritage. We were going to Spain for our honeymoon, and I work at a Spanish restaurant. So it's something that it's a part of my life on the regular. I'm always eating things on toast and ham and all of that. So we wanted everyone to just be able to have pinchos and do that. So when we met with the caterer, he was just how chefs are and how passionate people are about things. Like, yes, we can do this for you. I have all these ideas. We'll use fresh pears from the orchard at the venue, and just sold us so hard on how hands-on and into our wedding and our plan was, because it was so unique for him that it wasn't something they do all the time. And then this was probably a year out from the wedding, so as we kept getting closer and closer, I would send him just inspiration photos or thoughts on types of flavors and what would be good, or if I was taking care of getting the ham or the knives or whatever to carve it. And slowly and slowly, he would just stop responding for months at a time. I was like, we were a couple weeks out from the wedding, and I wasn't even really sure if we had a caterer. And I had my boss chef actually on ready to call. He was like, this is what it will cost to have me come instead. So after finally connecting with them, they showed up, they did the wedding. Everyone loved it. The food was great. But we still didn't know how much it cost. Mm. We never had a contract about pricing. So that's one of the reasons why the budget kind of blew up, and there's not much you can do at the end of the day after it's done and the food's
right.
It's weeks after, you just kind of have to pay. So advice, trust your vendors. If you don't feel good about it at any point, there's always another vendor. Like, pull out and get a different one. If you don't feel good about it, do it.
You feel like even though the food and drink and the day of turned out to be fine, the like stress and anguish and just not knowing that you had to go through leading up to it wasn't worth the final product. And then on top of that, you paid more than you expected.
Exactly. Like the times I called my mom crying about what are we going to do? Like, I would have rather not had to shed those tears in stress to deal with that. So I would have sacrificed some quality of food for having quality customer service and trust with my caterer.
Wow.
Definitely.
Dropping communication is a major red flag. It's kind of unacceptable in this industry because, like Allison said, you can always go to a different vendor. Competition is what keeps this whole thing going.
Absolutely. Wow. Sorry you went through that. That's really stressful.
I mean, in hindsight, it happened, and luckily everyone enjoyed the food. And so it didn't taint my memories of the day in any way. It just taught me something.
And then the other two issues that you found yourself dealing with on the day of the wedding, even though your planner was there to help facilitate things, one thing was they're both totally outside your control. The first was weather, rain, and then the venue itself leading up to the wedding had some permit issues that sounded kind of stressful.
Yeah. So the barn, Stonewall, is so beautiful, and they actually brought that barn from, I think, a smaller town in Ontario called London. So they relocated it, built this barn, and we're having weddings here. And the owners are actually really dear friends of our family. So we were with them emotionally while they were trying to get this barn up and running. They had booked weddings. They had brides being upset because they couldn't be in the barn, so they put up a tent beside because they can't change everything. And up until, I think, the day before the wedding, that we were not sure if we were going to be allowed in the barn because of the fire marshal permit. They needed to dig a pond so they could pump water. And so we didn't know. And then they did everything they could. They dug the hole. They got water in it. They had the fire inspector come. And the day before, I think on our way to pick up the wedding cake, Erla called and was like, we're in the barn. And then the tent was down, and it was amazing. But I did have a plan B in case you're in the tent. Yeah.
Matt and Amanda, Michelle, are a couple that has called in several times, and I did their wedding out in California. They also did not know if they were going to be outside or in the barn at their venue either.
Really?
And they did not want to be in the barn. The barn was like the plan B in case it was just way too cold and windy. And so they were waiting for the same news. Except on the opposite side, they got the call in the morning of the wedding, and was like, okay, we don't have to be in the barn. And everyone was so relieved because it was like a working barn. Like, there was actual horse poop in the barn that would have had to be.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was like a real barn, not a wedding barn. But yeah, anyway, so that's so great that that worked out in your favor on that one. And then with the rain during the day, you guys were able just to move things in quickly and then be back outside, or did it mess with the timeline a little bit?
It didn't. Well, I guess it did mess with the timeline in the sense that the last two toasts had to go together, which didn't even really have to happen, but whatever, it did. So it started to rain. We did our toast, Zach and I, first outside, and then there would be 15-minute intervals where the band would play between each toast. So that happened. The rain happened when there was no toast, and then they brought the podium inside. One toast happened just under a little arbor, and then we went right back outside. So they just dried off the chairs that got rained on, and it was like nothing happened. It rained for like 10 minutes, and it was fine.
And then the other issue that happened on the day of that could not have been planned for necessarily was...
But yes, my maid of honor had too much to drink and was asked to leave by my parents, and then she was also asked to leave by the venue because it's just irresponsible for them to have like someone that inebriated there.
It's a liability for everyone, which we just talked about with our insurance guy.
Yep, we sure did. And actually had another listener who's going to get married and is very concerned about some family members and alcohol and, you know, how to handle that. So, I mean, it happens a lot, you guys. It happens a lot. And even was people who you don't suspect it would happen with. Like, you know, it's just, it's so...
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Was this somebody that you thought maybe might drink too much? Like, that's what she always does? Or was it like, holy cow, you can't handle your alcohol. What a surprise. Please leave.
Well, I mean, we all like love to drink wine, so I wasn't surprised that by the end of the night everyone was wasted and that we had run out of certain types of alcohol. But I didn't expect the drinking to become more important than our, like, not, I guess, more than our friendship and more than the duties of a bridesmaid or a maid of honor. But even really just as a friend, like, I don't have those memories with her that I have with the other bridesmaids where we were together on our wedding, or my wedding with them, but because she was just, I don't know where she was. She was off doing something. So that's probably what hurts the most for me is that it's just that we don't have, we've been friends for so long. She was obviously really important to me, and then something just wasn't clicking for her. So
on the day that
we don't have that on the day. And so it also then that's really unfortunate for my other best friend, Brooke, who had to shield me from her. So a lot of Brooke's night was taken up by protecting me from the maid of honor. Like, she was just like, I need to make sure that this doesn't happen in front of Allie. So, yeah. But I guess advice about that would just be that to remember when you are asking someone to be your bridesmaid or maid of honor, that they don't have to say yes or no. If they're not ready mentally or emotionally and they can't be that stronger person that you need them to be, then they should feel okay about saying no and then still being able to be your friend.
Right. And this is another reason why not a reason why, but I've heard that before from other people who were planning on having a pretty big wedding party and then they don't actually designate anyone to be the person of honor because all of their friends mean so much to them in different ways. And it was complicated to put somebody in that position over somebody else, or maybe the person that you're closest to isn't actually the most responsible person. So how to navigate that can lead some couples to just being like, oh, we just have a wedding party and these people are going to give toasts and these people are going to be ushers and nobody is, you know, quote unquote, of honor that day.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. That's what I would do.
If you could do it again.
Yeah. Everyone would just be, they would either all be maid of honors and it would be funny, or they would just all be bridesmaids.
All right. Anything else? Any last thing you want to say to our listeners?
Yeah. So looking back and remembering all of these issues that were upsetting, and looking back at all of the great memories that warm my heart all day, every day, you just have to remember that to enjoy and let go of what's happening, because the months and moments leading up to your wedding are like a road trip, because it's all about getting there.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Very good.
That is
they're
awesome.
Like a road trip, and the Big Wedding Planning Podcast is like your map.
We're your tour guides. Or your map. Okay. No, map is better. You're right.
Your compass.
Compass. Yes.
Oh my gosh, Allison, we're so grateful that you listened to us for at least 10 months, and that, you know, that you kept in touch with us, and that that you posted your video on our Facebook page, that you took the time to write that email, and yeah, we really appreciate you, and we're so happy for you. And Zach, you know, we haven't spoken about Zach very much, but you know, Zach, congratulations. Congratulations to you both. And I do want to say to your mother, you are married to a silver fox, but I just was looking at the video again. I saw your mom, and she's a beautiful woman. So, you know, again, I can't wait to see pictures of your children. If you have children, no pressure, no pressure with that.
But we do expect you to follow up with us for the rest of your life.
Forever.
I will. As all of my friends get engaged and married, I will be continuing to direct them to you.
And we can actually plan one of the weddings for real. We can travel, and we can even both do it. We'll give a two-for-one deal, and we'll travel to wherever the heck you are in Canada.
I've never been to
Canada. If you're ever in Canada, please tell me, and we'll go to my work, and we'll have pinchos and eat ham and drink wine, and it'll be great.
Oh, my God, that'll be amazing. If we have to escape America because Donald Trump ruins our country, we might have to just come live with you.
Or at least take a vacation from him, you know.
I bet you're hearing a lot of Americans tell you that.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thank you, Allison. Thank you so much. Christy?
Yes, ma'am. Please, everyone, you can subscribe on iTunes. You can download from our website, thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, TBWP Podcast. We are on Facebook, The Big Wedding Planning Podcast, and Instagram. And you can email us directly, as Allison did several times, thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you all
so much.
Thanks, Allison, again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Happy planning, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.